Welcome to It's Upgrade Season, the only place to get raw and unfiltered advice on how to get your shit together one week at a time. I'm your host, Alexandria, and join me every Monday for the upgrade and every Friday for the wind down, where I'm going to be answering your dilemmas. Small shifts, huge upgrades. Let's fucking do this. Welcome to the wind down, babe.
Thank you.
We just wrapped up the juiciest conversation. The wind down's kind of like where we like kick back, relax.
Great.
Chill a little bit. I know. It is that kind of energy.
Great.
But I had a fun little idea. And basically, when I was doing a stalky stalk of you,
the stalky stalk. I'm going to use that.
I feel like it makes it less creepy.
But also, it's people are always like, I stalk you. I'm like, I literally put it out there on a public space. It's not stalking. You're consuming content I want you to read. It's funny.
I was playing you through my car speakers and flipping through your... It was kind of stalky.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So when I was intensely watching you on the internet, I came across this amazing video. If you go... Obviously, everything's linked in the show notes.
Yeah.
If you go on your Instagram profile, it's the first one that's pinned. And it's explaining more about what you do. You're a priestess. Yeah. It's amazing. You create these communities. But I noticed some comments on this video.
Yes.
And I thought it'd be fun if we just unpicked some of these comments
a little bit.
So the first comment that comes up is, why can haters never write a proper sentence confuses me. This bit doesn't make sense, but the second part does. So the divine, as in the demons that walk this earth. Oh, maybe she's saying, I don't know. Anyway, I feel bad for all women that fall victim to this madness, because only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light.
Yeah.
How do we feel about this?
I mean, this was that was the nicest comment I got. I feel like, okay. So here's the thing that I want to say is that, when I was petrified to come out as a priestess, I was just like, I'm a spiritual coach, or like, I'm a coach. And it was a lot for me to just like own all the woo all the way. And it's because of this. Right. And so the sacred feminine has gone through the most intense branding of being evil and weird. And they used that as a tool to rally hordes of people to kill people who believed in the sacred feminine, right? As a tool of oppression and control over the masses, and of hoarding land, hoarding money, hoarding people. So it's important to understand where it comes from. I used to go into a full trauma response when I got comments like this. And it was because I still felt that in me. I was still judging myself. So anytime we get a comment on the internet, if it triggers us, it means that there's a place for it to stick. And so for many, many years, I had to work through my own internalized trolling that was happening inside of me. So now when I get these comments, they don't stick to me at all. And I actually kind of get it, because I'm like, oh, these poor people have been brainwashed just like I was to believe that the sacred feminine is at best weird and at worst evil. And what's so important to understand too is that the sacred feminine comes alive in all of us at some point. And we have been taught to be afraid of it within ourselves and to then think, oh my God, am I weird? Am I evil? And, you know, my team is always like, Sarah, you know, we can delete those comments like off of your videos. And what happens is like one will go viral and then they'll go find my other videos and they'll like put them everywhere.
Wow.
But
it's like it's a modern day witch hunt.
It's a modern day witch hunt. And what I want people to see is that I can hang with it. And then also, this is still happening.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, shaming the sacred feminine is no different than shaming women.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of, people have made it an okay thing to shame and put down and to make less than. Mm. But I believe that when we're talking about these practices, it's really about freedom of expression and freedom to be ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I want people to see how much work we still have to do.
Massively. Do you know, when I saw these on the post, what spoke to me most was, A, that you can hold that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's a lot to hold.
Yeah.
And we'll go through a couple of other ones, but there's a lot to hold. There's a lot of energy there. But the second one was, I was just shocked there was such a response to it. Like, people were so fired up that it was so offensive. And that was just a reminder that this is still happening. This is wild to me.
Yeah, it's really wild. Yeah, people are deeply offended by me sometimes.
I find this so wild.
I know.
You're so lovely.
Thank you. Well, here's the thing is that on the internet, I'm not me.
Mm.
I'm whoever these people don't like in themselves and who are afraid of in themselves.
Mm.
And part of being seen, and also I believe part of priestessing, is being available to be projected onto, you know, because in a lot of ways, like, I'm just holding the different archetypal frequencies of the goddess that we've all been trained to judge in ourselves and to not know and to deem as evil. So in a lot of ways, I had to move through, oh my God, just like years of being comfortable with not being liked.
Mm.
Because I used to equate being liked with being safe.
Mm.
And I had to really tie those two apart, where I can be unliked and safe, and I can be unliked and have an impact. In fact, those two really go together.
Mm.
And part of me growing and stepping into more and more impact and more service in my work is I had to know that I was going to be disliked by more and more and more people.
Oh, I think I'm still working on that.
Yeah. When it's a tough one.
Yeah. I've realized when you said it, I realized I have exactly that. Like, I don't care about being liked for being like's sake, as in like a kind of popularity thing, but it does make me feel unsafe being disliked.
Yeah. Or like misunderstood.
Yeah.
And so I had to really look at who in my life it is it important for me that I feel understood by?
Mm.
And oftentimes, if we feel misunderstood by people who are really close to us, we're looking towards our like Instagram community to understand who we are. But I have just done so much work cleaning up my relationships, my close relationships, that I know I'm good with my people. And also, I have to know that I'm good with myself.
Yeah.
Like, integrity is everything. And if people start trolling you on the internet and you're not good with yourself, you're like completely fucked.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I can see that.
And that has happened to me before.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, there's like just been a bunch of stuff that happening the past couple of weeks. Mm. And there's been a few things I've had to clean up, but I take it as an invitation to be like, oh, cool. There's like this explosion of hate on the internet right now. How can I use that to look at where I'm out of integrity with myself and like just clean that up?
Can you give us an example?
Well, like something that I posted this video about making more money than my husband as a priestess. And so it's been really great for me to dig into what is the role of money in my work.
Mm.
And like, what am I here to teach and what am I here to hold and with whom? Mm. And how can I be discerning around that conversation and the conversations around privilege, of which I have a lot of? And also, I grew up in a community where I was told, you know, it's like, even unconsciously, I could only make money if I was a banker or a lawyer or a doctor. Mm. So I am also really proud of myself that I make more money than my surgeon husband as a priestess.
Mm.
And is that mine to talk about?
Mm.
And it's been such a good inquiry for me
to be. As in, is it his or is it?
No, no, no. It's just like, I think it goes into soul purpose and impact.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Am I here to talk about making money as a priestess?
Right.
Or am I here to be a priestess and lead ceremony? And I've come to the place of that's actually what I'm here to do, is I'm here to be a priestess and lead ceremony, because you don't need to make money in order to be an impactful priestess. And if that's something that's important to you, go do that. Mm. And the reason why I chose to talk about it at the time is because I feel like there are a lot of women who are called to support their families financially. And I want them to know that they don't need to work in corporate.
Yeah.
In order to do that, if they have the chops to grow a company that supports a spiritual offering.
Mm.
And also, I am more committed to getting as many women just in ceremony as possible. Like, I'm not here to train priestesses.
Yeah.
I'm here to get every single woman into ceremony. And so that helped me get so clear on that. Yeah. And it's not that talking about money is wrong. It's so great. And I am just like always looking for the women who that's their thing. Mm. And I just want to raise them up and have them do that. Because a lot of us, when we have a lot to talk about, we feel like we could talk about anything.
Yeah.
But we have to like be like, what is my thing? And then do that all the way.
Mm, that's something that I'm working through at the moment. I feel like I'm like, I have all these, we are multifaceted, I think, as women and as humans.
Yeah.
And I think just knowing where to rein those in a little bit can be tricky.
Yeah. This is such a great exercise, by the way.
So I'm not trying to make you sweat.
No, I love it. Like, I love it. It's so great.
I feel like I saw them and I was like, you're holding this. And
yeah.
Like,
thank you. I am.
And I think we get to talk about it. And I actually think, for me, bringing this here felt like even releasing another layer of shame that they're trying to put on women like this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, cool, you'll comment on it. We're going to sit and fucking talk about it. Yeah. Like, I'm going to read this one because I feel like this mimics quite the theme of a few of them.
Yeah.
Which was, that's a really pretty way to wrap. Sorry, it does make me laugh a little bit.
Can't wait to hear this one.
That's a really pretty way to wrap up a satanic cult leader. people do not be deceived.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Are you a satanic cult leader?
I'm not a satanic cult leader, unfortunately. Yeah, look, here's the thing. Cults use brainwashing and manipulation and forced membership.
Mm.
And this idea that you will die if you do not join my cult. Yeah. And
if they don't join your membership, will they?
Oh my God, no. It's like everyone just like do your thing, you know? We actually have like the like worst/best practices of just like you do you, babe. Like, we love you. Be on your way. But everyone thinks I'm a cult leader, and it's just so funny to me. So it's just another way that people try to downplay or make the sacred feminine weird.
Mm.
I think it just really shows where our brainwashing is. And there's a lot of super manipulative traditional religions that are like way more culty than me being like, would you like to come to my new moon ceremony? You know what 100%. I mean? It's just like funny.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it's just, I think the cult comments are really hilarious.
I also think it's, I almost feel like it's like a bandwagon as well.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like it's almost as if someone's thought, what's an offensive thing?
Yeah.
That, or like a bandwagon that I can use to be.
Yeah, and I feel like get a rise out of
it. Yeah, to just get a rise. And I think that's what's so incredible, that they don't get a rise.
Yeah.
And that there's something that I find, I just feel like so-and-so on the internet must be so annoyed that you just leave their comment there.
Like, I just don't respond. Here's the thing that's interesting is that, you know, we have so many women come into our community by choice. Because I always say, find the lineage that works for you. Find the community that works for you. It doesn't need to be me, but please go find a spiritual practice.
Yeah.
And people cannot fathom that someone would choose to sit in a beautiful space and talk to their soul. Mm. I mean, that's really what we're doing is, and I mean, just the layers of brainwashing around things not being like so burlap sack focused, you know what I mean? And it's this real departure from Puritan culture. Mm. And it scares people because embedded in the sacred feminine is women's freedom, our inability to be controlled, our creativity, our ability to invent new things and seed a new world and just like do whatever the fuck we want. So of course people are going to be massively threatened and try to put it in a box, even if they don't really know what they're doing. Mm. But I just think it, to me, it's like so cool. It's like, wow, I just posted a 30-second video about sitting in a circle with women and people are losing their minds. It's like they're really backing up my whole philosophy that when you put the sacred feminine back into the world, it really does heal the patriarchy.
Oh, thank you so much for being such a leader and for being...
Thank you.
I think I'm going to say it takes bravery, you know,
it
to do that.
It does.
Yeah. So thank you for your bravery. Thank you for supporting us as women with it as well. And thank you for sharing so much juicy wisdom on here. It's just been incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. I loved being here with you. It's the best.